The Magic Bowl in the community of Lake Bonavista has a reputation as one of the city's best Cantonese-style restaurants. Our reviewer, John Gilchrist, hasn't given it the full review treatment in quite some time, so he thought a return visit was in order. And John joins me now to tell us how it went. Hello!
Yes, good morning, good morning.
Back to the Magic Bowl.
Yeah, you know, one of the best, as you said, and also one of the most unknown, because it's in this tiny little 28-seat strip mall bay at the bottom of a hill, and it's not even on the beaten track in Lake Bonavista, you know, so it's a little hard to find, but it's well worth checking out. But, you know, personally, I've been off Cantonese food lately, especially with the dim sum and the buffet offerings. Although there are a number of restaurants around town that do good Cantonese food, many others have opted to bring in their food from the dim sum factories, places that mass produce dim sum dumplings and rolls, and even things like salt and pepper seafood and ginger beef. They package them up, they freeze them, they ship them out to various locations. And that's why so many of the buffets just taste exactly the same. One way, if you're wondering what they taste like, check out some of the hotel buffets around town. If you find that they've got the ginger beef and the grilled dumplings in there with the lasagna and the roast beef, chances are they're the frozen product that's been brought in from somewhere else. It doesn't mean it's bad, but I've never had one of the frozen dishes that really impressed me. So when I heard that the Magic Bowl in Lake Bonavista was doing their own line of in-house dim sum, I had to check it out. Magic Bowl is at 1215 Lake Sylvan Drive Southeast, as I say, in the heart of Lake Bonavista. And as you mentioned, I've been there before. I thought it was pretty good for its quality and its creativity. It's because the people who own it come from Guangzhou, and they studied in a culinary school there for about 3 years each. And so they really know what they're doing, and they're young, they're creative, they're interested in the food. But they don't just limit their food to the Cantonese style of Guangzhou. They cook a cross-section of Chinese cuisine, so you can get some Beijing food, some Sichuan, some coastal dishes, and of course, lots of Cantonese stuff. But until a short while ago, they weren't doing the dim sum, which are the style of the small dishes that are really at the heart of Cantonese cuisine. They're typically hand-prepared and cooked to order and served in the round steamers. And you find a lot of this style in some of the older Chinatown restaurants.
Yeah.
And often they'll bring them around on cars. It kind of started as a Sunday morning thing, but has spread out to be almost an all-day thing now. Now, the Magic Bowl, they've developed a list of about 30 dim sum dishes, and they feature an additional half dozen on a daily basis. Things like steamed shrimp dumplings and steamed barbecue pork buns and rice crepes with shrimp, familiar dim sum dishes. And at lunch, they serve them for $3.50 each. At dinner, that bumps up to $4.50. And if you're going out, you can plan on roughly 2 to 4 dim sum bowls per person.
Right.
Should be enough, which, I mean, it's really quite reasonably priced. And in addition to that, they've got a number of lunch dishes that range from $5.50 to $6.50, and even lunch combos where you can get 2 items plus rice for $5.50. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And even if you delve into the full menu, you'll find most things under $10, with some seafood dishes topping out at $15. Ginger beef here is always $3.99 for ginger beef.
You're giving it away.
Well, you know, and actually they had to stop it because they'd have people coming in and having 6 orders of ginger beef to go. They're going, no, we're losing money on this. So maximum 2 per
order. They were getting their lunches for the next month.
That's
really
right. Absolutely. But I went specifically for that dim sum one recent evening and had the steamed shrimp dumplings and steamed pork dumplings plus some noodles with prawns. Excellent all around. Firm dumplings. So often you get the wrappers aren't tight enough around the dim sum, so the steam builds up a water kind of layer inside, so you get all water. These are really tight and firm, beautifully flavored, natural flavors of Cantonese cuisine. The pork was topped with capelin roe. Great, smooth, firm texture, delicate taste. Some of the best dim sum I've ever had. I wanted to try the rice crepes. They do them with various kinds of meats, but they only do those at lunchtime. So instead, I went for a small noodle dish with some prawns. Savory, saucy, a little al dente, just like a fine Italian pasta.
There you go.
So I'm even more impressed with what the Magic Bowl does than before. It's very good food. And again, if they weren't in this little tiny strip mall bay in Lake Bonavista, Vista, it would be packed. But that's where it is. Nothing to look at. Almost better to order takeout. And if you do dine in, don't be surprised if the waiter has to duck out to make a delivery while you're eating and, you know, sort of leaves you in charge of the restaurant. It's
hopefully after he serves the meal, not before.
If he doesn't, the chef will just serve it to you, you know, and that's what happened to me the other night. Sorry, I got to leave. The chef will be out in a minute with your food. Well, okay, it works. What the heck? So either way, you're going to have good Cantonese cuisine at Magic Bowl. Again, 1215 Lake Sylvan Drive, Southeast. It's open for lunch and dinner every day, and I think the Magic Bowl deserves an 8.5 out of 10. Absolutely nothing for decor. That's all for the food here.
All right. John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's John Gilchrist. He gives the Magic Bowl at 1215 Lake Sylvan Drive, Southeast, 8.5 out of 10.